another mobile.
A little fast there. I didn't catch those calls right off. KB2HXS.
HXS, W4DJW. Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey. Coming back from Twin Bridges with two scoops of molts. I'm pushing my luck.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Cautiously on Whitehampton about to turn off onto, I guess that's Rutherford, next to Target, going north. I figured I did one scoop yesterday and it didn't put much of a load on the truck at all. I did two scoops today and it's squatting pretty low.
Well, you know, squat trucks are illegal now in South Carolina. You better be careful.
Squats are illegal? It's tarped. You know, tarp it or ticket. It's tarped. What is the squat law?
Well, I'm pretty sure it went into effect, I think, some time ago. But, you know, a lot of these young folks, they lower the back of the pickup truck so much. And I guess it's not, it's against the law now. Yeah, we're here on 101 coming back from Great Court. I had to go down and see a customer this afternoon. So we've already passed the BMW area. And I think we're coming up on 85 here soon.
Not along with the pickup. I didn't get that.
Oh, no. What the kids are doing is they're lowering the back ends of them. And it's just they're making the pickup truck look like it's squatting.
Oh, is that an up north thing? Because I haven't seen any down south like that.
I think so, yeah, but they're not allowed to do it here anymore.
I can lift it up. I haven't seen them with the front end lifted up. Well, except for mine right now. My front wheel's pretty light on the road. Power steering. Doesn't take much to steer it.
Yeah, you best be careful, my friend.
I'm 35 on Rutherford, which the speed limit is 35. Very seldom am I doing the speed limit on this road, but now I am.
I gotcha. Yeah, we're coming up to the Boneyard flea market on 101.
From where Tadpole used to be?
No, down here on 101.
Where are you? I don't know where that is.
On Highway 101, I guess that would be south of Greer, and it's called the Boneyard Flea Market down here.
Oh, I know where that is. I used to pass by that every time I went to the old Western Carolina Radio Club, WCRC, to fly airplanes down there at 417 and 101, or 417 and 14. We're 14 and 101 get connected by 417. I used to go by there all the time. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, we got the, let's see, in the old trucker terms, I got the Boneyard Flea Market in the back pocket.
Is it a happening place? Is it very busy? Are flea markets in general very busy?
Oh, yes. That Boneyard is open for Saturday and Sunday. And if you don't get there early, man, you don't get a parking spot. You got to go all the way in the back and park way in the dirt lot.
Are you selling stuff or if you're just browsing?
Oh, yeah, it's both, selling and buying. We go there from time to time and see all the crap that's for sale.
And, well, I mean, I used to go down there to the one headed toward Anderson. What's the name of that flea market down there? I used to go down there kind of regular. I haven't been down there in 10 years now. You know what I'm talking about?
That one I don't know that much about, but we come down here. There's a nice family. They set up and they sell all kinds of different plants and stuff. We bought our peach trees there a couple of years ago. We just bought some couple of cherry trees that we planted. And, you know, they got a whole corner of the area there that's all different plants and flowers and stuff.
Like where I just came from, Twin Bridges. They sell all kind of plants and flowers and trees and ferns and mulch and topsoil and stuff like that.
Talking about the Pickens flea market out there?
No, when you're in Greer and you're headed toward direction of Greenville, you go across two bridges. There's a railroad track that goes underneath of it. They call that Twin Bridges. And right down there in the valley, across the street from the post office and toward Greenville a little bit, is a garden center that is called Twin Bridges Garden Center. And you can get all that kind of stuff you're describing there.
Oh, yes, yes, I know exactly what you mean. Yep, yep, yep. I think we bought a Christmas tree there one year. For those of us, Hanukkah bush.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. If you go on toward Greenville, keep on going, go to the top of the hill over there past the Suzuki shop. There's the Country Boys, where that's their competitors. They do the same thing.
Yeah, is that the one that has the Christmas shop in the back?
I think they do. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on the inside over there. I used to just push the cart for my wife on the outside, but I think we did see some Christmas stuff on the inside in the back.
Yeah, I think we've gone there. Sally is, my wife is the green thumb of the family, so she likes visiting those type of places.
That's the same with me and my wife. She buys the flowers, the ferns, the grass seed. She knows how to make it grow. I just do the muscle. a little bit of muscle behind the scenes.
Back to the flea market. Was it the, were you talking about the Big Pickens flea market that's got 40 acres there, that one?
So that place by heart. I don't think it's Pickens. I think Pickens has got a separate one. This is the one you take 85 going south toward Atlanta. And when 85 turns from going south to going west, you branch off and you go down. I think that might be Highway 25. I'm not 100% sure. And there's a flea market about 5 miles down there off of 85, headed direction south.
Oh, okay. I don't know the area, but I have to look that one up. I don't think I know that one.
Market in this area. It's huge. Enormous. I don't know if they're still doing it or not. I don't know how many acres it is, but it is enormous.
All right. I will. Do you know the town that it's in? Do you know the area or the town that it's in, or is it in the, or is it called Anderson right there?
Anderson, yeah. I think it's called Anderson on down, but it might be. I could be wrong. It's just been a long time. I used to know the name of that. If I figure it out, I'll give you a shout back. But I am pulling in the driveway, and I'm going to have to start shoveling mulch. So you guys be careful this way home. KB2HXSW4DJW.
Hey, come on. As much nonsense as you guys give me for talking fast, I just had to give it back once. Have a good day, Dave. W4DJW, KB2HXS.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Shane.
Jockey
Lot. It's in Williamson, but it's called the Anderson Jockey Lot.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Shane.
Donka Shane.
That's right, Donka Shane.
I'll be the same. See you, Dave. I got to make this pickup. N4ZLK.
All for one. W4DJW clear.
Hasta la vista, baby. KB2HXS.